This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Sylvester Silva, date of birth December 1, 1981. Case ID number is 613-2430. Date of exam, November 21, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, from Dr. Ledesma, dated 7/28/2023. Identifying information, this is a 41-year-old separated male with 7 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of 1 congenital kidney, comma, anxiety/depression, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and back problems. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2022. Where he worked on air-conditioned ducts and fiberglass for 1 month. At the present time, he lives with a friend in a back room and states that he was in prison for 2 years. He also states he's been on disability and receiving benefits for 16 years. Allegation number one, congenital absence of right kidney. Number 2, anxiety/depression. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. Number 4, back problems. History of allegations. Number 1, congenital absence of right kidney. The claimant states that since birth he has had only 1 kidney and has had problems with that kidney. He was told that he did not have a right kidney and it was not functioning well. It was removed by surgery in 1994, which consisted of a right nephrectomy. He does not know what his last BUN or creatinine are at this time and has not been told that he's in renal failure. He denies needing a transplant at this time, although states that he was on dialysis for 1 month in 2000, secondary to alcohol and substance abuse. At the present time, his condition is stable, and he is not taking any medications for his kidney at this time. Allegation number 2, anxiety/depression. The claimant states that in 1998, he started to develop anxiety/depression and was also diagnosed with bipolar disorder. The claimant suffers from sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, occasional violent acts, comma, with homicidal ideation, comma, depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, apathy, comma, decreased concentration, comma, and decreased motivation. His hygiene is good and he bathes and he appears to be well groomed. The claimant did wear casual attire and was appropriate for the visit. His behavior was cooperative and he had good eye contact with me. His memory was fairly good with some mild memory deficiency. He had good eye contact with me and he was alert. The claimant is oriented times 4, had good attention and concentration span, and his mannerisms and movements were normal. His speech was within normal limits, and his speech clarity, tone, vocabulary were good within normal limits, and he did articulate well. His thought processes were normal, and he had no dissociated symptoms. His thought content appeared to be normal. He denies, he does state that he did have suicidal ideations and attempts in the past where he tried to overdose on his psychiatric medications. The claimant states that he does occasionally hear voices and see shadows. He was in prison for 2 years for transferring drugs. He has also been hospitalized at Charter Palms for 3 months. And he was released from prison in September of 2022. He does have a heavy history of substance abuse as well as alcohol abuse. He states he has not used any drugs since 2011. He is presently on benzotropamine, 0.5 milligrams QD, aripiprazole, 10 milligrams QHS, quetiapine, 100 milligrams QHS, and divalproex, 500 milligrams ERQHS, which appeared to be controlling him at this time. His physician is Dr. John Lung and Dr. Anthony Herrera. He is presently not working at this time, and his condition appears to be very well controlled. Allegation number 3, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2018 he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 60 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, but states that he has had nephropathy secondary to having only one kidney, diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet, and a myocardial infarction in 2019. He does not check his blood flows except once a month. And states the last time they checked him, it was 300 milligrams / DL. He states the lowest it's ever been is 130 milligrams / DL, and that the highest it's ever been is 600 milligrams / DL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 13%, which is very high. He appears to be poorly controlled at this time. Allegation number 4, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 1989, he slipped on the stairs and injured his lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is a shooting pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down both legs. No surgery has been performed, and he has been given injections of steroid into his lumbar sacral back area since 2017. The limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, sit for 30 minutes, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses. His daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry. And he states that he likes to drive, and he states he can fish all day long. The claimant's physician is Dr. Jose Luis Ledesma. He has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. He is presently taking gabapentin, 1,000 milligrams, 2 tablets, TID, PRN, for pain, which he states does give him relief. He was diagnosed with herniated disc times 3 of the lumbar sacral back area with strained sprain. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Other limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, sit for 30 minutes, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant states that he is unable to squat at this time. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses. And states that he takes gabapentin, 2,000 milligrams, TID. His physical activity includes fishing and walking around the house. Family history. His father had diabetes mellitus as well as his grandmother. Medications. Benztropine, 0.5 milligrams QD. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. Pyrixil, 10 milligrams QD. Simvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. Aripiprazole, 10 milligrams QHS. Quetiapine, 100 milligrams QHS. Levalo, 4 milligrams QHS. Divolo Pro-X, 500 milligrams ER QHS. Gabapentin, 1,000 milligrams, 2 tablets TID. Medical problems. Non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus type 2. 1 congenital kidney, comma. History of urolithiasis, comma. Myocardial infarction in 2019, comma. Anxiety slash depression slash bipolar disease, comma. Hyperlipidemia, comma. History of suicidal attempt, comma. Major surgeries, right nephrectomy in 1994. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 30 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 48 beers per day. He states he quit in 2011. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant has a history of using marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, and IV drug abuse. He states he quit in 2011. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 186 pounds, height 5 feet 7 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 126 over 91 mmHg, heart rate 85 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 28. General, this is a 41-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Binocular corrected is 20/15. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to psychological disease and signs of bipolar disease with instability, although he appears to be doing well at this time. Number one, congenital absence of the right kidney, confirmed with medical records. The claimant appears to be doing well at this time and is not needing dialysis or a transplant at this time. Number two, anxiety / depression being treated with bipolar disorder and psychotic features. The claimant appears to be stable at this time and appears to be doing well. Number three, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated with oral medications, appears to be very poorly controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 13.1%. Number four, lumbar sacral back problems, secondary to a herniated disc times three and a lumbar sacral sprain strain. Normal physical exam at this time. The claimant appears to be doing fairly well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Silvestre Silva.